Hi, good evening, everybody, and welcome. Thanks for joining us. This is Creation Lightship Healing, the Healing Highway with Ron Amatron. We are live this Monday afternoon, evening, morning, depending on where you are in the world, and it is November 11th, 2013. So we'd like to welcome everybody and welcome Ron. And if you would like to scroll down on our bbsradio.com homepage, you'll find the image of the light being. You can also find it at creationlightship.com. So if everybody would like to bring that up, we can charge that with some wonderful peace energy for you and your space. So Ron, I'll turn it over to you and we can get that going for everybody so they can have a very peaceful and self-empowering hour here on the show tonight.
Okay, here we go, everybody. So bring the light being up. You might watch it physically move or change or get brighter. Get more colors. People have commented on many things that happen during the time when we energize it. So just kind of look at it. Don't stare. You might want to blink your eyes a few times. And here we go. So stronger, stronger. Bring the males in today. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, thanks, Ron. So if you're new and you're just joining us and you have absolutely no idea what a light being is or what Ron's doing, you can find out all kinds of wonderful information at creationlightship.com and also through our wonderful BBS Radio homepage. There's a questions and answers document. There's also a Creation Lightship Wikipedia and a bunch of stuff on YouTube. So all of that is very helpful if you'd like to understand more about Ron and what he does and what the Creation Lightship does. And we also welcome any questions tonight at clsquestions@yahoo.com. So you can send your questions to me there. I'll be taking them live on the air and just put the date and Monday in the subject line so I know that you want them read out. You can also call in tonight, and we are looking for maybe calls about the intensives, which we just finished up the first 8-hour intensive call yesterday. Ron does these every month. It's a wonderful healing package that he offers. You can find out more about that on creationlightship.com. So if anybody had anything they'd like to talk about regarding the healing call, that would be great. And also, I know a lot of things have been going on the Saturday show. I think we went out on the defense fleet ships, and a lot of people have been talking about that. So anything related to that would be great. I guess, Ron, we can get into some of the listener questions now, if that's okay with you.
Sure, let's go ahead.
Okay, so the first question is from a listener who is 14 years old, and they're trying to convince their parents to understand you and the Creation Lightship, and they're wondering what they can do.
Well, it's hard to change people's belief systems, even if whoever they are, you know. Do the 2,000 Year of Darkness barcode on them a bunch of times. I would probably do it a half dozen times apiece, and maybe they might catch on a little bit. Don't catch on, just the way the people are here on this planet. So, sad but true, that's what happens. I think we have a beep there. Got a caller?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, is this Elizabeth?
Yes, hi, who's this?
This is Shannon. Hello, Ron.
Hi,
hi Elizabeth.
Hey,
hi.
Shannon, how are you?
Good. I have two questions. Both questions are not related. My first question is, Carrie had, I think it was Carrie, she had a cat.
BBSradio.com.
It still does, yes.
Your source to a world of inspiring information.
Music.
Removing fear through communication.
I don't hear anything on my end here,
engaging,
so.
Powerful.
But you're coming through clear to me.
Yeah, we can hear you.
No, that's my mistake.
Sean.
Don't worry.
Yeah, the music. The music's gone.
But she was. It's cut out. No worry.
Okay. Oh. So go ahead. We're good, Shannon.
Yeah. Okay.
At any rate, Carrie had a cat with a problem, and I have a cat with a similar problem. An orange and white cat. He's in my lap right now. He showed up at our doorstep, and we live in the middle of nowhere. I think he might have been abandoned. There's a lot of abandoned animals out here. But at any rate, I thought I'd take him in and take care of him, but he seems to be okay, but he has the same problem as the cat that Carrie had, I believe, and when he eats voraciously like it's his last meal on earth. And I don't know if you did a clearing or if she did a clearing to help the animal. That's my first question.
I took out entities out of the cat. Her cat had about four entities of other cats. These are also homeless cats. They all wanted to eat, so the cat would, eat and eat and eat. So, yeah, we can do that here. I'll just take some away here real quick. So here we go. As entities, we can help it out. Anybody else, if your animals have entities and they have or develop strange behaviors from the way they used to be and now it's changed a little bit, that could be entities too. So here we go to see if this helps everybody. And first one being released. I'll release five if there is five, okay. And next one. There we go. And next one. And one more, and another one. Okay, see what that does for you, Annan.
He's very relaxed. Thank you so much, Ron. And how about, should I do an emotional clearing on him?
Yeah, that would always be good, yes, uh-huh.
Now, I don't know his age.
Maybe abandonment or something, but I'd first do the emotion and just see how the cat responds.
I don't know his age, so how do I handle that? He's a full-grown cat.
I'd say maybe like 4 years should probably be adequate.
4 years. Okay. And my second question is about Donald Marshall, and I was wondering if there's anything you can do for him. He's been desperately trying to expose. He's been held hostage in his REM sleep, and in his REM sleep he's taken down to an underground cloning center in Western Canada, and he's been trying to expose this, and they've been torturing his clones and murdering his clones since he was 5 years old, and he's been trying to get this exposed, and I was wondering if there's anything that can do for anything that can be done for him, and I was wondering why is the underground bases with cloning centers still in existence?
Well, they keep creating them. We got rid of a lot of the major ones, but remember, once they're gone, they can come in again and replicate some. So that seems to be the biggest problem here. It's the people are more physical and they get beamed up and down versus being from the Beyondo. A lot of people's stuff that happens here as far as abductions, et cetera, is from the underground. So I don't know what I can do on that. I would say just maybe do some timeline crashes for him, maybe get him off of some timelines possibly. Other than that, I don't know what to say. So many clearings that you could do. The alien attack page would be probably the first thing to start with. I just maybe send him an email and ask if he wants to do that for a month. Help him.
They take him when he goes into REM sleep, and then he said he just opens his eyes and he's there. So I didn't know if there's anything we could do to help this guy for the timeline crashes. What would I put in there
you
for him?
You want to get rid of the timelines when he's sleeping.
So what I put is, I'll put his name in there, but what would I put, like, he doesn't know how to stop the consciousness transfer.
Well, it's, yeah, put that in then. That might be some words to use there.
Consciousness transfer?
Uh-huh. That's his experience, what he's dealing with. So that's what you want to put in is whatever seems to come to mind as you're looking at how to do a clearing.
Okay.
And also you could put in abduction. But either one of those could work. But being in a tap page, as a computer, you may want to have him put that up or something.
And that's like an abduction, being taken down into the cloning centers when you're in REM sleep.
Same thing, yeah. Well, he may only see that when he's sleeping. Oh, he may
right,
be down
yeah.
The timeline, you see, but he's only aware of it at that time. So, that, you know, his reality is when he goes to sleep, that happens, okay? He knew that he was probably abducted continuously, then I'd even freak him out even worse.
Is there any, the Queen is heavily involved in this. Do they have any plans on taking care of this problem?
But right now, I don't know. I'm still dealing with the
the moon.
All around the moon and stuff.
Yeah. Well, okay, well, I'll jump off. Thank you so much for taking the time to answer my questions. And do keep us updated on the battle, please.
Send us an email on how the cat's doing in a couple days.
Oh, I will. Thank you very much. And thanks, Elizabeth. You're doing a good job.
Oh, thanks, Shannon. Thanks for calling.
Okay, you guys. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, interesting. It seems like a lot of cats are showing up, too. So it's a good idea to run the clearings on animals. They do work for animals and probably a lot more quickly than they would on humans because animals are a lot less complicated, less mind energy. Okay, so... Ron, before we had Shannon call in, we were talking about the 14-year-old who was wondering what to do to kind of help his parents come around to you and this creation lightship. And you had recommended the 2,000-year barcode removal, which is a sample healing. And you can find that on the creationlightship.com homepage over on the left. And that's a free sample, so you can just run that on whoever it is who's has the opposition to it, and then maybe try talking to them about it. Ron, I don't know if you were going to add anything to that. Go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, without knowing much more about them, but that's a real safe one to do.
Okay.
May get to change your mindset somewhat. You know, they may just be on the edge of wanting to do it, or maybe, you know, the people could be have a certain religious belief, and they would never even go this way at all. So, you know, it's hard to say what to do, but that one can help them, you know, if they're kind of on the fence a little bit. Oh, back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay. So hopefully that helps you out. And also, if anybody has anything, any ideas about that on the fast chat, let us know. I can imagine if you're 14, you probably don't have access to PayPal and stuff like that without your parents. So if anyone has any ideas, that would be great. Okay, so a lot of people, Ron, were wondering if you could crash the 11s and maybe the 13s because of today's date, 11-11-13. So I guess people are feeling corded to these numbers.
Yeah, and it'd be really interesting, you know, if they saw 11-11 today on their clock or tonight, you know?
Yep.
A double whammy, you know? That means they really got you. Man, you're hooked up. Anyway, here we go. So first 11, clearing that. So releasing the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Next 11, releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then we'll do the 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 13. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That should probably help everybody. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that reminds me of, I think there's a Bangles song called Manic Monday. So hopefully you're not having a Manic Monday. But if you are, it's usually a good idea to do the mind-to-heart drop, which is I command my spirit to drop my thoughts into my heart, and then you count backwards from 10 to 1, or the Be Here in the Now clearing, which is a free clearing, or you could do the finger exercise where you see when you put your finger in front of your nose, if it's to the left, you're in the past, or if it's to the right, you're in the future, and you want to just bring yourself back to the center so you can be in the present moment. So thank you, Ron, for crashing those numbers. I know a lot of people do feel corded to them, and it definitely seems like that's one of those things, so thank you. All right.
Got next month, look forward to, too, for 12-12.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and you know what? I
what if it's on a Monday?
I don't know. That's a good question. We'll see. I'll check my calendar. And also, I saw something on the news about how everyone is, oh, it's a Thursday, 12-12.
Yeah.
So there was something on the news, oh, I don't remember, the radio or something, where people were all planning on getting married tomorrow because it's 11-12-13. So I'm just going, oh, no. But apparently everyone thinks that this is an important date. So I don't know what you're getting courted to there, but it's probably nothing that you want to be courted to. So definitely timeline crash those numbers if you felt any sort of release from the sample that Ron just did on the air here live. Okay, so getting back. Go ahead, Ron.
I'm thinking. So we'll say all these people get married, and maybe there's 1,000 couples will get married because it's 11, 12, 13. They're all on the timelines living these together, right? And we'll say in 5 years in the future, one of the couples or a few of them decide to get divorced. And all of a sudden, you're getting thoughts about being divorced because you're on those timelines. Very interesting to see how that affects you, you know, because you will be following people on the timeline with what they're going through. So, you know, they may create another timeline for divorce, but you're still going to be probably feeling the agitation of these people since you're now contracting to be on the timeline with them. Because that's what you're actually doing is you're putting your force of will in, you know, creativity into a timeline because you're selecting a date. Now, because of its marriage, situations, whatever happens with that, you're all together in the same little rowboat. They start to actually share energetic cordings from everybody.
Hmm.
Oh, sounds like a thing that you would never want to do.
Yeah, anyway. It's like what's the first thing you do when you get engaged? You pick a date, so you're like automatically picking what timeline you're going to be abducted on, and everyone knows about it.
Yeah, uh-huh.
So I guess the best thing to do is just get married spur of the moment and don't tell anyone.
Now, what if that happened last year, you know, when it was maybe 10, 11, 12?
I'm sure it did, yeah.
Maybe somebody could Google that on marriages and 10, 11, 12 and see how many. If they happen to give a number, it'll be interesting to find out. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, yeah, let us know if anybody finds anything out about the wedding dates. So, okay, there's quite a few questions, Ron, and also there's a really great testimonial here that I'm going to read if I can find it. Okay, yes, it's quite long, but this person just wanted to share their CLS experience with you, and thank you and the Lightship for all of your help. So they've been doing the following clearings daily. Oh, we just had a beep, so we'll take the call, and then we'll get back to the testimonial. Hi. Do we have a call?
Hi, Liz. Hi, Ron. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Yeah, I just wanted to share just a little message with Ron that the transmissions that we're receiving come from alien planets, and they come to the people on the Earth, and they're coming through replicas of us, but they're through our DNA system from these clones and through us to say what they want us to say. So they're using our DNA system against us to overpower us with these transmissions, and they're they're milking down our DNA system is what it seems like to me.
Yeah, I'd say that's, a way to look at it. Yeah, that's probably correct, because they do tune into everybody, and they have to transmit stuff to you, and the DNA is what they use as far as situations that reoccur in your life or pop up. That's how they connect with you, through your dramas and traumas.
Okay.
Yeah, so that would be correct. It's a correct statement that way. Yes, Larry, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. Goodbye. Huh?
Okay, thanks for calling in, Larry. And, it seems like the DNA really is very essential in getting us corded to things that we maybe shouldn't be corded to. I guess I should mention, too, that Ron does do the weekly calls, which are great, and you can get on them for, I think it's only $20 per call, and I know a lot of people maybe can't do some of the whole lifetime clearings, but if you can do the weekly call at least, maybe, you know, twice a month or however often you can do it, it's really great. And Thursday is the clone body removal, and Tuesday is the cording removal, and Friday is the entity removal. And you can find out more about those at creationlightship.com as well. And they're a really great way to sort of clear yourself out. And a lot of people that do them have reported very positive changes. So those are great, great calls to get on, especially the cording removal on Tuesday. And see if that helps you out any, especially if you're having problems. I guess the main thing, too, is to, if you can do the whole lifetime emotional clearing, I would think that you'd have a better, response to the healing calls, because you're not dealing with so many emotional things that are corded to your DNA and your emotions. Okay, so let's see. Somebody in the questions. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, I'm getting a little off the track here. We were reading the testimonial. And okay, so getting back to that, these are the healings that the person has found to be very effective, extremely effective: the emotional clearing, the fear clearing, the entity attachment removal, and the cellular mental clearing. And they say this got rid of almost all my ancestral garbage, the soul family disconnect. And this is interesting. So this person goes on to write that they are enjoying the best relationship ever with their immediate family. No one is trying to trigger me any longer. In fact, a couple of them have recently expressed an interest in doing the emotional clearing thing that I do. I'm still picking my jaw up off the ground. I can only assume that they are seeing that thanks to the CLS clearings, all is well with my world. Also, all of my close friends have done the emotional clearing. They don't understand it, but they report feeling very calm and stress-free. And, of course, I did the spirit barcode release, which is allowing me to connect more directly with my spirit. Also, nightly, I run the satellite timeline crash and the Earth Protect timeline crash. And those are both free healings that Ron offers. Okay, so they go on to write, they used to run the auric field enhancement clearing, but that is no longer online. And they're wondering, Ron, is it possible to put that one back online? Many of us have holes in our auric fields. And then they go on to say, my heartfelt thanks to Ron and the Creation Lightship for all that you are doing for us. So that's a great testimonial. And I don't know if you want to answer that question about the auric field enhancement clearing.
Yeah, I'll give that some thought here. Yeah, maybe we can do something. What I'll have is, if I put it up, you're going to have your lifetime emotional clearing already done, plus the unlimited version, so you stay current. Otherwise, it's not going to help you out that much as you keep bringing stuff into your field. So that's why you want to stay with the unlimited clearing on the emotion, so you can keep yourself very well balanced and centered. So if anybody out there hasn't got the unlimited version, you first pay for the whole lifetime one, and after that, then you do the unlimited. And the Unlimited allows you to go in anytime you wish and to clean out your emotions. So remember, it all depends how you get triggered. And remember, the triggering is still in your DNA that was not activated. So when somebody else triggers you, then, you may want to clear that particular energy that they connected you with so you can be back in peace again. That way your clearing is always current. It always keeps you back into the present moment because basically the emotions are the biggest one here. Want to get those cleared out of you. If you have a history of fear, that's another big one that people can have. You want to also do that with the unlimited version. So you first do the whole life, you do the unlimited after that. You know, if you do the emotional one and have the unlimited, then I'll see what I can do with putting up that particular clearing. The reason why I'm saying it's not going to work very well is because your auric field has all your stuff in it. So what are you actually doing if you haven't had a clearing? You know, and you got a million things that people are trying to cord you with and connect with, and you're trying to put a clearing up, that's really not going to be very effective at all to you. It may help a little bit, you know, a few percent, but unless you do that emotional clearing and stay current with it, this is the way you want to clean yourself out more and more. So we'll see what happens here. In fact, I'm going to be putting up the clone clearing, clone into light clearing. So if anybody would like to have that clearing, why don't you just send it to CLS Questions, and we'll send you over the code for that. I don't have the exact name. Darkness to light, something like that. Clearing, I believe, is what it is. That it, because right now we're having, from what we're perceiving anyway here, on the East Coast, they're doing a retake. What happened last year with abductions of people. Where I live here on the other side and on the West Coast, a little town, I'm seeing lots of cars. And I go, wow, this is really strange. This is like a summer day here. Oh, like they're giving away $5 to come here for each car that got off the freeway, you know? And I go, man, you know, the shopping center's filled. That doesn't happen, you know? You know, it's just very, very interesting. Normally after a Labor Day, I guess that's what it is, right in September? Well, after that, this place, like, dries up. And it's still very busy, which means that they're probably bringing in a lot more clones here to get used to being here. And in the East Coast, I think the ones that were being dropped in are now being taken away. You live back east and you happen to see a lot of cars in a parking lot at a store, and you walk into a couple stores and there's a few people in there, and you go, wow, all these people go who are in the cars. Well, they're probably in the food chain someplace, and they'll probably bring another replacement down here at some point, because you just can't leave the cars in the parking lot, you know? I don't know what the police would think of that if all of a sudden they went to a store and there's a parking lot with maybe 500 cars in it, or people around to drive them out of the parking lot. That'd be pretty scary for the policeman, you know? But anyway, they bring in new ones. So they're doing harvesting now. And that's the big thing. So what they want to do is to enjoy your essence. Now it's a clone essence. And they probably won't be picking up too many humans. They already got those last year. Now it's the clones. So, like I said, the clones probably have different types of flavors as the different races have created them. And so, you know, it's like yourself going to getting some ice cream, you know. Select your flavor. Probably just look for certain flavors and get those particular beans on timelines, and they're out of here. Oh, back to you, Elizabeth. That may sound kind of maybe gross or like, you know that I'm not really too sensitive to this here, but it's just the way things are here, you know. You start realizing what's going on. And the people are choosing that because they're not following the teachings of Jesus, which is to clean your body out. So the fact that they're leaving is only because they somehow got misled. And that's why people have been here for maybe up to 100,000 years. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, so, Ron, back in, I think it was back in June, you had offered the clone light infusion. Is this a different clearing, the darkness into light?
Because I don't know. I had two of them, I think, so I have to see which one.
Okay.
I'll look at it and send it over to CLS Questions.
Okay.
So if everybody, if you wanted to help out the clones, maybe you're a clone, you want to help yourself out. Maybe you feel a little strange here because some people, we'll talk to you if you are a clone, okay? Here we go. So you see humans here, they have an energy radiating from their bodies that you don't have, and you look around and almost everybody here looks like you, but you see a few that look kind of like oddballs. Well, they're the ones that are normally here all the time, which means that you just landed here fairly recently. You know, if you're 50 years of age and you don't have that energy around you, that means that you probably just got brought down here at the age of 50, maybe a year ago, maybe last week. So you don't have much of a back history. And you might find yourself not really knowing how to relate here. Might not know about unscrewing things, you know, counterclockwise to take like a nut off of a bolt, we'll say, or to put it on, you go clockwise. Maybe you have a hard time with your gas cap on your car. You spin it the wrong direction. And then all of a sudden you go, oh, yeah, now I remember. I'm going the wrong way with this here. Or maybe you put the shoes on the wrong feet. You reach in your pocket. You don't know what a quarter is. You think it's a nickel. Maybe you open your wallet up and somebody gave you a $100 bill. And you go, oh, man, and a misprint here. I'm only used to tens. So what's going on here? Another way, maybe you go to a store or a location, a gas station, and you say, gee, I need to find this location. You know where it is. The person looks at you and they go, well, I don't live here. I live in the next town. It happened to be more than once, okay? And so you go, well, okay. You know, it's like you've lived here for all these years. You don't know where a couple of streets are around. Blocks away from where you are. And maybe you look at your food and you get different food and maybe for some reason, because you don't have much of a sampling system in your body, you like to use lots of salt and pepper and seasonings. And, you know, maybe you hold that, maybe you have coffee and you hold that sugar container for 5 seconds with the stuff pouring out, so you get about 10 teaspoons of sugar, and then you stop, you know. So, you know, you can probably remember watching some movies. Clones probably would not, but you probably have all seen movies where people are strange. And if you watch the zombie movies, and you go, wow, this really kind of relates to me, you know, I kind of feel this way, then that's a good indication that maybe you have some of that genetics put into you. Oh, anyway, but basically clones are controlled by programs and learning how to live here. It's like a baby would, but do you have a grown-up body? So that's addressing the clones. So this clearing can help you out. It'll give you a spirit, and it will make your body turn into a body of light just like all the other humans. So you have a spirit for the body, one that's inside of you looking out of your eyes. My chip will do that for you. The advantage is that probably won't be on the food chain any longer. So, you know, you have to have a little compassion for the clones because they're probably down here just like we have cattle, you know. I guess there would be the cattle ranchers, you know, raise cattle. They send them off to be butchered. I'm too gross here, but that's for food. Or us humans, if we do eat that way. Well, it's no different than the aliens. They just brought their special clones down with different flavors, we'll say, down here. Now they're going to have a harvest once they kind of know how to live here a little bit. And maybe that program only lasts for so long. Maybe they only got a year program. Maybe the battery's going dead. And they go, well, we got to get these things out of here. What if they... all of a sudden stopped working. They started walking, and they just froze in place because the program stopped. They all got a defect. Maybe that's why they're going up, too. I don't know. Just a way to look at it here. Anyway, you know of anybody that Clarion can help them, even if you, you know, think they are a clone and maybe they're not, it's not going to hurt them at all. It'll just be more spirit infusion for them. But if they are a clone, you may have a much better relationship. Now they'll be turning back into a human. They did have a human body initially, which got copied. But now they're a clone, light energy in it, body itself, and no spirit. That's you, Elizabeth.
Okay, so that sounds like a great clearing, Ron, and I've already had a couple people email, so as soon as that becomes available, we'll get that out to you. And it is sort of something that we have noticed here, and I'm sure other people have noticed it with the full parking lots and the empty stores and all of that, and people getting the wrong change. We've had a lot of people write in about different experiences that they've had with clones. So hopefully that clearing will help us all out. So thank you very much. Okay, so the next testimonial I have is somebody who writes in, and they said a couple of weeks ago they had severe lower back pain, which nothing that they did was fixing. After about 3 days, it occurred to them to just get off the timeline that was causing them to have the pain. So they did some timeline crashes, and about half an hour after, the pain suddenly went away completely and has not returned. So that is the power of timeline crashing. So thank you for writing that in. That's great news. And it's great that you're feeling better, too. Okay. So there was a question also on the fast chat, and someone was asking if you could check to see if they have, I think it was an implant under their tongue, I believe. Ron, could you please check to see if I have an implant under the left side of my tongue? RD. Do you see anything there, Ron? Or
yeah, I'm looking here.
Okay, thanks.
So for everybody who may have an implant in their head, we'll just make it head-related. And if you know that you have one someplace, like underneath your tongue, or believe you do, then release that too. So here we go. Implants out of heads. And go. To a clone, your head is what's above your shoulders. Okay, which has eyes and mouth and ears and hair, okay? So if you didn't know what a head was, now you know. So here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, just see if that helps everybody. That's you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, so this next email is something I can personally relate to. This person writes, I'm a fan of all your BBS shows. Every Saturday, I listen to your evening program. This is the evening you take us to the Creation Lightship. It seems like I sleep deeply through the whole program and wake up 4 to 5 hours later. I feel like I missed the trip to the Lightship. They're wondering, is the CLS visit still in effect even though I am asleep? How do the light beings know what to do if I am not awake to request my specific type of healing? Any advice greatly appreciated?
That's a good question. So if you're on the program, then automatically you're connected. You will be taken up. As far as more than likely, on the light ship, you're awake. So then you're actually communicating with the light beings for what you want to have happen to you, even if you're sleeping down here. Now, if for some reason you're sleeping fully on the light ship, then they really can't do anything with you because you have to request your healing. So if you're in doubt, you might get a little piece of paper, like what they used to do in maybe kindergarten or first grade, you know, and you pin this piece of paper onto maybe your blouse or your shirt or something, and say, I'd like the Life Beings to help me with this, and that's it. Very possibly, you will have that done as you go to the light ship, as you're being beamed up and down all these times. So, more than likely, you probably are conscious on the light ship, but not conscious here. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's a very good question, and I wondered that because that used to happen to me all the time. I would just feel completely awake, and then I would start listening to the show, and we'd go up to the light ship, and I'd completely fall asleep and wonder, you know, wake up and wonder. But I always woke up feeling really great afterwards. So hopefully I was conscious on the light ship. And that's good to know. So if you think you might fall asleep, I think a lot of the times it's because our body needs to catch up to the healing that's going on up there. So that happens to me on some of the conference calls, too. Like if I'm on the intensive, sometimes I'll doze off for like a couple of hours and fall into this really deep sleep and wake up feeling usually very refreshed. So there's no doubt in my mind that it's working, but that's great to know about writing it down and either like keeping it on you or pinning it to you, and that way if you fall asleep, you'll know if you have a specific request that it's being worked on. Okay.
Going a little bit sideways here. I just wonder if there's any movies that was in the past dealing with aliens and abductions that possibly came out maybe in November and December of a particular year. The reason why I'm asking this, that could be a timeline that they're using to come in here on, okay? So another way of saying that is we'll just say that 10 years ago, this movie, Aliens Eat People came out, okay? The one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater, right? So that came out, we'll say, in November, December, okay? Of some particular year. Well, that could be used to bring them back in here in that same maybe month and day, you know, years later. So by doing a timeline crash, maybe on that particular movie when it came out, that might help everybody here on this planet to get rid of those timelines that are being copied and pasted on or in a yearly basis, okay? Well, that's just something you may want to think about. So, anyway, I don't know what else to say, but if somebody does figure something like that out, I know there's a lot of movies, and I'm sure it's hard to find time to probably sit down on your computer for 3 hours and try to conjure up all these alien movies and to see when they opened up in the theaters, but if you happen just to remember back when, and you go, oh, yeah, I remember going to this movie in November. That's when it came out. That was the Aliens Love People movie, you know. So you want to let us know. We'll do some timeline crashes on that particular time. Hey, okay? Coming up between now and the end of the year. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's a good question. And I also, if anybody found out the wedding question we asked earlier about the wedding dates for like, you know, 10, 11, 12 or 11, 12, 13 or anything like that, wondering if anybody found out anything about that. I seem to think, Ron, that a lot of those movies come out in the summer for some reason. Like in June, July, there's a lot of like action thrillers and apocalypse types of movies and things of that nature, but that's just off the top of my head. I don't know about the past. Maybe it's a past timeline, too.
Yeah, we just had that new movie come out. Maybe it was the first part of this month here, which is November. Was it Ender's Game? Well, that's one about fighting aliens. So, and then I know Battle L.A. probably came out, I don't know, I'm just guessing because I referenced it in New York, I think in October, so it could have been a summer movie or something. And I mentioned it to people. I remember doing a workshop and mentioned Battle L.A., and they kind of like looked at me, and they didn't really nod their head. It was like I was talking to a group of people that didn't relate to Los Angeles or didn't relate to another state because it was in L.A. If it would have been, I would think that if I would have brought it here out in California, like at the Conscious Life Expo, which I'll be going to in February. I think it's the first weekend in February, the 8th or something like that is when it starts. I mentioned, do people hear about the movie Battle New York? And I would say that probably the audience here would probably all nod their head and say, yeah. It was real strange when I did it back in New York that people didn't catch on. I don't know what to say, but I remember, you know, looking at the people, and they just, like, were frozen, you know, like their mannequins listening to me, sort of. Anyway, I don't recall anybody nodding their heads or anything. I do remember that one situation. That seemed kind of weird to me that they didn't respond to it. Anyway, back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's interesting. I wonder if it has something to do with, you know, if it's an area they care about or if it relates to them, they'll be more interested in it. And also, I think there was some kind of series that just came out, maybe about aliens, Almost Human. I think that, I don't know actually if that is about aliens, but it's about some sort of human-machine hybrid or something like that. So I think, yeah, maybe you're onto something there, Ron, and
that would be like a clone, so although
yeah, it did sound like a clone.
Yes, uh-huh.
Or some kind of AI type of deal. So, yeah, I think that's probably very true. And I think it's a great idea if you could timeline crash the dates or even, like, the names of the movies even.
You have to remember that new movie that's out, you know, you have to kind of realize that they got the information from somewhere, right? The movie, okay? It's a visual, you know? So, you know, I'm sure there's probably 1,000 people working on the movie, creating different things and doing different things. But to remember that information comes from past consciousness of the darkness, mind energy, and very possibly it could come from those people doing this stuff. Maybe there's somebody who working with robotics and, you know, making things happening with the person's hand and arms or whatever, you know, the body itself. So they do have to figure out some way to make this thing move. They actually, you know, like a copy and paste of a human person over it, but they do show it, these things moving. But very possibly those people have been abducted to a location where these already exist. Getting that here, and they're showing how they work, how, you know, everything else behind the scenes of how these things are being manufactured, possibly. All of a sudden, maybe within a week, they wake up thinking that they had this dream, maybe not even knowing about it. They go, oh, I'm going to do some sketching here and figure this thing out here, and they'll make an exact, maybe, replica or one that's real functional of what they actually saw because they already saw it in, you know, in real time working Beyondo or on another timeline or maybe in the underground alien military complexes. Oh. That's that.
Yeah, it's interesting how the information shows up, Ron. It's true. And it does make you wonder where people are getting it from. So, yeah, maybe everybody, if you could just do a little bit of research on that, that would be great. And let us know next week what you find, both about the wedding timeline dates and the movies. That would be great. We can talk about it on next week's show. And I have a couple more questions, Ron. I'm going to try to get to everybody tonight. So this question is about using the timeline crashing for the time-traveling soldiers using the Earth Protect timeline crash. And they're wondering if this would be how to do it. For example, John Doe, timeline crash, holographic timelines, time-traveling soldiers are fighting on?
Yeah, you could try that. That might be one way to approach that. Let's see. Yeah, I think that could work. I'm looking at it as if, you know, the soldier would have to get bounced back to their reality on a timeline. So they're out fighting, and then they have to go back to the reality where they went into their battle. Okay, it won't coming back here to this reality. It'll be in their reality. And then I was looking at it. Well, what about the alien? Where are they going to go if they get bounced off a timeline? You know, maybe it might be hunting season. You know, might be easier to get them anyway. Be out there without a timeline. So that means that you have to do, if they're off a timeline and they're floating in the beyond unknown space, now the soldiers will have to go out in space where there's no timeline and battle these things. Remember, we have a clearing for us to bring us back here, the space crash, the timeline crash, okay? We want them to come back here. So, we could try it and just see what happens. I think they could reunite on a timeline. I don't know where they would go at that point, but they could all see all their buddies on a timeline. Well, anyway, that brings it forth another question, probably. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, it does. And I guess if you did want to try that and see how it goes and then let us know, I don't know how you would tell, but it might
be... I'm sure
be,
you wouldn't want to put them in your bathroom and keep the door closed.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Get me out of here.
Yeah, although bathrooms can be scary sometimes, but not that scary, hopefully. Okay, so, Ron, we're actually coming down to the end of the hour, so I'm going to take maybe one or two more questions, and then we're going to have to wrap it up. And so the next question is about, I don't know if you know anything about this, there's apparently a planned power outage for Wednesday, and a lot of people are leaving New York. Have you heard anything about that, or what do you think about that, if anything?
One thing I heard was people talking about it, and so I don't know. I don't have anything that I can tell you that it's going to happen or not going to happen. You know, I just don't know. Stuff on the internet about it, and you know, it could be also one big scare tactic, possibly.
Yeah, like everyone, they want to get everyone on that fear timeline.
Yeah, so they're all on the fear timeline. And if they're moving or traveling out of New York, so they're on the poverty timeline now, maybe they have to go out and extra money for gas to maybe drive 500 miles away or something and then get lodging somewhere. So that could definitely act people, you know, quite a bit if they have to eat out and stuff. You know, I don't know. A lot depends how people are. And then you also have the thing, if that is true, then people could be worrying about crime. What's going to happen if no power? Maybe you have a alarm system on your house and needs to be plugged into the wall or something. Is there going to be a lot of looting? So I'm sure the fear button is really being pushed with people. And, you'd have to, kind of get your own confirmation on that. So I know nothing about it other than kind of seeing something about somebody had an email somewhere or I saw something about the IRS offices that were being closed or something somewhere. Somebody mentioned that. Somebody else mentioned something about FEMA camp. So you get all this information, and, I don't know.
Yeah. I think at the core of it, it really is just this fear timeline that they want to abduct you onto. So you have to stay on your own timeline, and you have to stay on, you know, with your spirit, and you can't get abducted. And you can do that, you know, by clearing yourself out, doing all the clearings that Ron recommends, and doing the mind to heart drop, and, you know, get on those weekly calls. If you can get on the calls and start clearing that stuff out of you, I think that, you know, you'll be a lot better off. So, Ron, it's 55 after. I'm going to turn it over to you. There's a couple more questions that we didn't get to, and a lot of people are emailing about the clone to light. So I know you have another show coming up after this, and I guess I'll just say goodnight and thank you for all the healings. Thank you, callers. Thank you, everybody on the fast chat, and all everybody writing in for all the testimonials. And I'll turn it over to you, Ron.
Okay, so everybody, blessings. And we'll see you later near the end of the week here. We'll be in your house. About the power outage. So, blessings, everybody. And do some homework and just see what kind of events happened in November, December, in previous years dealing with aliens. So, thank you, Elizabeth. Bye, everybody.